Cheesy, dude.
I found a list of the 75 best Archie Bunker quotes, and I thought we would do a couple.
All 75. Oh.
Yes. So, number one. Everyone I like stays the hell away from me.
Is there a funny one? Sorry.
No bum that can't speak perfect English ought to stay in this country. Ought to be de-exported the hell out of here.
What do you call it? De-exported.
De-exported. The Lord might be smiling on the sheep, but they still wind up as lamb chops.
Yeah, that's pretty.
You know what? It's not starting off as funny as I thought it might.
It's not going strong, bud.
Maybe we should abandon this one. Up the creek without a saddle. The creek without a saddle.
No, that one's funny. Up the creek without a saddle. He was smart, that man, Archie Bunker.
I haven't seen the show in a long time. I don't think I remembered him confusing the words that sounded like. I don't remember that shtick as much in the show, but that's what most of these are. She takes everything I say out of context. The gin in his car is hardly cold, and he's coming over here to claim his pound of fish. Instead of pound of flesh.
I get it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. They're just giving me the look like patience is a virgin. Gonna take all of my thinking and all of my consecration.
Yes.
You know what? It's not as funny as it would be.
No, I've got a few. These are like they pick some of the funnier ones. Here's one. Don't draw on me no diaphragms. I like this one too. God can do anything. He can turn your jawbone into an ass. Oh, what's he mean by that? You know, somebody's got to be dead. That's life. We're just sweeping the dirty dishes under the rug.
Anybody that goes to see a psychiatrist ought to have his head examined.
That sounds like a Groucho Marx quote right there.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh.
Patience is a virgin. That's another one.
I got a unanimous letter.
A unanimous. Oh, that's funny.
All them old Bible people, they was always eating meat. As soon as they found out eating apples was wrong. It's true. On special occasions, goats, lambs. Who ever heard of sacrificing a head of lettuce?
Okay.
The cricket? I heard crickets. I swear I just heard crickets. I like this one. Perfect English. We better not, you know, kill our chickens before they cross the road.
I got one for you.
All right.
Yes.
Entertainment's a thing of the past. Now we got television.
Remember what he used to call his son-in-law and Meathead?
Yes.
Meathead dead from the neck up. We're all having fun.
The only thing that holds a marriage together is the husband being big enough to step back and see where the wife is wrong.
Oh, good Lord.
That's the kind of luck poor Mr. Lincoln had. The night he went to the movies, as he sat in John Wilkes' booth.
If it's too hot in the kitchen, stay away from the cook.
The meathead swooped down on the table like a plague of crocuses.
We better not, you know, kill our chickens before they cross the road.
Yeah, we already did that one.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Welcome to Beer Thursday, Tim, where we are.
You forgot he was invited. Cheesy.
Honor thy parents. That's one of the Lord's top commandments. That's right around coveting your neighbor's cattle and wives in there.
That was my gosh. And then Edith was just a saint.
Oh, absolutely. That's why she died first.
Yeah. That was a great episode. I think
one of the best little arguments with Meathead was, for whatever reason, they were having to sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
And they had gotten, I think maybe they were going fishing or something, but they had gotten up at the same time. And Archie had an issue with Mike putting one sock on, then the shoe, then the other sock, and the other shoe, instead of doing two socks and two shoes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one.
So I found some other ones here. There's another page with a bunch of memorable quotes, but let's do a toast first then.
Yeah.
Ding, da, ding, 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 da, ding, 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 ding.
Here's to drinking with friends. It doesn't get any better, but it could get worse.
Cheers.
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 Okay, got one. Buy one of them there battery transistor radios.
Do you remember the one where they're eating dinner? And I don't know why this one sticks out, but Michael starts eating like all of his corn first. And Archie's just watching him eat. He's, what are you doing? He's, I like to eat my foods one at a time. And Archie starts saying,
right, yes.
What do you, yes. Then your corn's going to go to your heart and your mashed potatoes are going to go to your head.
Hell hath no fury like a woman's corns.
Here's a last bequest. I don't want that guy saying my last urology.
I'm sympathizing my watch with yours.
The bunkers is going down to Florida as pre-deranged.
Listen, little Goyle, people who live in communes are communists.
Why don't you take a high dive into the clam dip? She takes everything I say out of contest. Edith, hold it. You're invading the issue.
All right. Here's a good one. It's a conversation between Archie and Meathead. This is Meathead. You're not giving Joey a toy gun for his birthday. Archie says, oh, yes, I am. It's his First Amendment right. Meathead says, the First Amendment is the right to free speech. Archie says, exactly. When you have a machine gun in your hand, you have the right to say whatever you want.
Jesus. Genius. Oh, here's one. Oh. It's in a conversation between Archie and Edith. Archie, this ain't something a man usually tells a woman. I love you, Edith. Edith. I know that, Archie. Archie, you mean I didn't have to say it?
Why don't you go back to bartending school and take a course and shut up?
Oh, good. That's funny. That was funny stuff. Oh, my God.
As Mike said to Archie, we're all family here. And Archie replies, don't remind me. I think it's time to take this ship back to its...
It is. So I wonder, would that show still hold up, do you think? Is it even on anymore?
It's on. Well,
probably Nickelodeon or TV Land. It's on in repeats forever.
It's on, like, I think it's like MeTV or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
But it actually hold up because the writing was so good.
Now, could that show be done today?
Absolutely not.
No.
It couldn't. No. Even though.
Because people would just be, they're too sensitive.
Right.
Even though they don't understand the fact that they were making fun of people like that.
Right.
That was the whole deal. Carol O'Connor was not like that.
No.
He was playing a character.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. And it was making fun of people like that. But no. You couldn't do that today. Absolutely not.
You know, there's a show right now, and it's not really like anything like that show, but it's a really good show along the lines of showing, you know, the racist, you know, bringing up race as a part of the show. But it's hilarious because it's the guy from New Girl, and he played Schmidt. I forgot his name. Oh. But he and his family move into this neighborhood, and the neighborhood, which is the name of the show, is predominantly African-American. And so they're like practically the only white family, or the only white family in the neighborhood. And they move next door to Cedric the Entertainer and his family. His name is Calvin, I think, or something. And it is absolute hilarious. It's one of my favorite shows. And there's a lot of stuff, like they really set each other straight with, like, the neighbors are not racist in the least bit, but they learn from each other. And it's, I don't know, it's just a really, really, really funny show.
Every few months, yeah, I'll see the argument on Twitter about Blazing Saddles.
Right.
Where you'll have some people saying, I can't believe that show, it's so racist, it's terrible. And then you'll have the other group of people saying, I couldn't make this show today. Everybody's too woke. And then you'll have the other people going, you idiots, the show is brilliant. It's making fun of racism.
Well, yeah. Right.
And every months, it comes up again, just like it's never happened before. And I'm like, none of you saw this the last 400 times it's happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of that movie was making satire out of idiots, the racists.
Right.
You know, and, yes. And it was... Oh, it was such a great... There's so much greatness in that movie.
Yes, yes. We hope you enjoyed R.G. Bunker's quotes more than we did.
Yeah.
We're mighty proud that you came along with us for this excruciating round of Beer Thursday. You know what? It wasn't our best. We thought the R.G. Bunker jokes would be funnier.
Hey, is it possible to cancel ourselves? Because I think we need to cancel ourselves.
Beer Thursday theme song.
It is the right song. I know the ending of All in the Family, moron.
Oh.